Now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's get to some of the top stories in the news. First of all, locally here, just a little bit earlier today, the both lanes now of Three Mile Bridge, or both bridges on Three Mile Bridge, are now fully opened. There you go. Where's the fake applause? We got a fake applause button somewhere? No? Oh, okay. So now they opened up, obviously, all three lanes, like a week or two ago, and now in one direction, now the other direction. I was actually on the phone with somebody, and he was like, "Whoa, I'm on the bridge right now, and they're removing the cones. Big news." And I was like, "Oh, yeah." Did they increase the speed limit? Oh, they still haven't increased the speed limit yet? Okay. Tell me when they do that, and then we'll have fireworks over it. 45 miles an hour on that. Now it's three lanes in each way. It's still 45 miles an hour. Oy, oy, all right. Some of the other top stories in the news. The Manhattan grand jury has reconvened pertaining to Donald Trump and the investigation with him. This is, I guess they are weighing in whether or not they're going to continue this idea of indicting him and arresting him. There is, and I don't know if you heard about this, there was a new letter that's basically come to light from Michael Avenatti that basically makes it sound like he might have made up the idea that $130,000 was paid in hush money to, to Stormy Daniels. Yeah, this new letter was revealed last night that shows that he may have just made that up. And so if that's the case, the grand jury's whole case against Trump would just be, I mean, it's basically built on sand. So it would not be good. And all right, continue on here. So we still don't know yet whether they're going to indict. It still could happen. Just not sure. Then let's see here. The White House is going to go ahead and disband the COVID-19 response team. I did not know that we still had the COVID-19 response team in place. So, okay. Sounds good. I think it's time to move on from that anyway, then. Then, as we continue on here, TikTok is having the CEO of TikTok is testifying before Congress for the very first time. Of course, a ban of TikTok is on the line here. So, he's testifying before them. I believe it's going on right now. So I'm sure we'll get some information about that after that's all done. By the way, speaking of must see TV. Well, one thing you might be interested in is that tonight at 7 o'clock our time on Fox News is going to be the interview on Piers Morgan with Governor DeSantis, where allegedly he takes the gloves off as it pertains to Trump. And starts to hit back at Trump and talks about potentially running for president and things like that. So that's supposed to air tonight, 7 o'clock on Fox. Then let's see here. The United States is denying China's military allegations. Chinese military says the U.S. warship was warned away from the South China Sea, meaning that the United States illegally entered their waters. The United States says no. We didn't illegally enter part of the South China Sea. And I'll give you some other news updates right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. We still have some slow-moving traffic on West Fairfield Drive. This is going to be in the eastbound direction as you're getting closer to I-110. We have an accident backing up to about where to... right around Palafox and Tahar. So expect some slowdowns there. We also have slowdowns due to an accident at the intersection of Brent Lane and Davis Highway. So that's going to be in both directions of Davis Highway. Expect some delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect your typical afternoon slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. This traffic report, again, brought to you by ECUA. Ensure ECUA's recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreenecua.com or download the Recycle Coach app today. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Talking about the three lanes opening up on both directions of Three Mile Bridge, and got a text pertaining to that saying that there were motorcycle police all over the bridge to Pensacola this morning. And because remember last time they opened up the three lanes in the one direction, there was multiple arrests or multiple tickets given, not arrest, multiple tickets. And they did have that one person who was like speeding like 120 miles an hour on a motorcycle or something like that. Got to text, hey Bobby, the problem is that even at 45 miles an hour, people seem to run into each other a lot. Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying right there. That's true. There is, it does seem like we have a lot of accidents on 3 Mile Bridge. And it's just 45 miles an hour. But maybe it's because it's just 45 miles an hour. And some people are trying to go what it probably should be, closer to 55, 65. And then they're coming up on somebody who's going 45. And they're just trying to follow the speed limit. But they're really causing accidents because it's too slow. That's my excuse. I'm sticking with it. And then let's see here. Crossed the fully open 3 Mile Bridge a little while ago. It was nice. Hard to do 45 miles an hour. But it doesn't really matter. Even at 70 miles an hour, you'll end up with 35 mile bumper to bumper when you hit Gulf Breeze proper. Well, that's true too, though. So good point there. Maybe we just need to have some sort of graduated thing, speed limit. So in about the middle of the bridge, it can be up to like 65, but then it drops back down to 55 and then down to 45 as you approach Gulf Breeze or something. And obviously the opposite way too. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Some of the other stories in the news here is it's making national news. Ugh, it drives me crazy. The phrasing. Here it is. The Associated Press, MSNBC, The Daily Beast, ABC News, basically all saying the same thing. Quote, DeSantis to expand don't say gay law to all grades. No, he isn't. Nope. There is no such thing as a don't say gay law. He's going to expand the parental rights in action law to all grades. That just passed the House and the Senate, and he's expected to sign it. But there is no law called the don't say gay law. But, what's journalism today except for propaganda? It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around.
See, we won't forget where we came from. The city won't change us. We
right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So coming up here in about 7 or 8 minutes, we will have an update for you on the hottest housing markets, the hottest housing cities and in the country. And a surprising number of them are right here in Florida. I'll share those with you coming up here in about 8 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Hey, Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt is coming up on April 1st. It's going to be at Museum Plaza in downtown Pensacola. It's a free event for the whole family. So the free registration begins on site at 11:30 a.m. And you'll have a free lunch, snow cones, games, arts and crafts, a scavenger hunt until 2:30. There'll also be various field day games for the kids and for families. In addition to live music, live dance performances, and special appearances from some of our favorite local mascot friends. So it's Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt, Saturday, April 1st at Museum Plaza in downtown Pensacola. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bob, we told you the news break at the top of the hour. Governor Ron DeSantis clapping back at the NAACP, saying that really means nothing regarding a travel advisory, saying that The same people were criticizing Florida at the start of COVID, and those same people were the ones that were seen on Florida beaches, so he's definitely not worried at all. Former President Trump says the Manhattan DA has no case against him. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is looking into alleged money paid by Trump to Stormy Daniels to cover up an affair. TikTok CEO is being accused of spreading deadly content to teens and stealing American users' data. The CEO took hits from both Republicans and Democrats in a House committee meeting today as the U.S. considers banning the Chinese-owned app. National Weather Service confirming two tornadoes touched down during storms in Southern California yesterday and today. That includes the strongest tornado to impact the L.A. metro area in 40 years, Bobby.
Yeah, I saw that as well. That's kind of, you know, it's not really a place that's known for tornadoes, not like the South is or even the Midwest. I mean,
it's like,
right?
That's like the day after tomorrow stuff with the tornadoes, yeah, like right? Turning the Hollywood sign. You just don't see that out there.
Yeah, you just don't see that kind of stuff out there. I mean, obviously wildfires, drought, and that's what they usually deal with. Wildfires and drought, not tornadoes. So kind of a scary thing right there going on over there. And then And I believe right now they're worried in California and other places out west where they've had a lot of snow that it's going to melt too quickly and cause flash flooding. I was reading about a lot of these communities out there that are basically trying to create, like, they're already setting up barriers and stuff, just preparing for the flash flooding because they've had so much snow that they're just expecting to get that. Now, when it comes to the TikToks, so I can't remember. You somebody has the TikTok?
Yeah, I don't really post that much. I mean, I just scroll through videos and, you know, get my laughs that way. Yeah,
that's like the main thing. Because I know Gracie's tried to wean herself off of it a few times.
Oh, really?
She just keeps getting sucked back.
Yeah, I'm an avid user these days.
Are you an influencer?
Avid
or
now.
You've
gone to avid level.
Yeah, I know. I've just embraced it, I guess. I do post a little bit. Nothing crazy.
All right. So finally just embrace the TikTok. So with this hearing, I think him testifying, the CEO testifying in front of Congress is probably going to help the pushback on bans. It's one of those situations with just about anything where if you have more information, then you feel more comfortable, whatever it might be. I mean, it could be at work, it could be with a relationship, whatever it is. When you have more information, you feel more comfortable. And I think just up to this point, a lot of the fears about TikTok has been the Chinese shareholders, and it's gathering data, and they might be sharing that with the Communist Party and things like that. And so there's all this fear. And so with the CEO addressing him, whether they believe him or not is, you know, remains to be seen. But the fact that he's testifying, that's providing information, that's going to soften a lot of people's thoughts about TikTok just with him sharing it and, you know, just being willing to share it, I guess you would say. So it would not surprise me if the whole TikTok banning thing starts to disappear right after this hearing. So, but we'll see. I could be wrong. Maybe it ramps them up even more to decide that they're going to get rid of it. So we'll see. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Our slowdowns on Fairfield have improved. We are seeing some slight slowdowns. That's going to be in between Palafox and I-110 on Fairfield due to an accident we had a little while ago. We also had an accident at Davis Highway in Brent Lane. We still have some slight slowdowns as you head southbound on Davis Highway, getting towards that intersection that's right near the raceway. Other than that, we just have typical afternoon traffic. I-110 and I-110 are looking good, but we have slowdowns on 29 northbound. That's going to be going towards Kingsfield Road, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, have slow traffic. And 98 leaving Windhaven Beach getting into Navarre, we have some heavy traffic as you're getting closer to the Navarre Beach Causeway. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next. So the top 10 hottest housing markets in the country for this year, according to Zillow, and I'll tell you which ones are in Florida, coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I'm glad you agree with me here. Here's a text that says, Bobby, anything less than 65 miles an hour is too slow on the bridges. And this is pertaining to the 3 mile bridge. Now, both directions now are full lanes. So, and I was saying, but they still have not, they're not raising the speed limit. And I think that's one of the things that might be causing accidents is the slow speed. There's another text pertaining to TikTok having a hearing in front of Congress today. Just stay off of the face space Insta talkgram. Face space Insta talkagram. There you go. All right. Top 10 markets, real estate markets, according to Zillow, their prediction for 2023. Number 10 would be Philadelphia, then Atlanta, then Miami comes in 8th, Kansas City 7th, Jacksonville comes in 6th. That is the highest ranking Florida city. They believe that Jacksonville will be the 6th highest real estate market, hottest real estate market in 2023. Then top 5 are Nashville, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Charlotte, North Carolina comes in numero uno. Then I saw this, you know, as some places are got really hot real estate markets, so people are wanting to move there for jobs or for climate or for other kinds of things. But some places struggling to get people to move there. And so they've got financial incentives. They'll actually pay you anywhere from like $9,000. I saw a couple of them up to $20,000. You can either get a grant. Some of them do housing allowances and all stuff. So these are the cities in the country that will pay you to move there. They have like relocation programs. Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Shoals, Alabama. Topeka, Kansas, Rochester, New York, then West Lafayette, Indiana, Morgantown, West Virginia, Newton, Iowa, South Burlington, Vermont. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Register today for Navy Federal's 13th Annual 5K on Saturday, April 1st in downtown Pensacola. Race starts at 8 a.m., begins and ends at Seville Quarter. For more details, register at NavyFederal.org/5K. That's NavyFederal.org/5K. So we were just talking about multiple cities that are willing to pay people to move there. Well, coming up here after our sports hit, there's one city that's willing to pay its residents to have babies. That's right. They've been concerned with a low, birth rate. And so to help try to increase the birth rate, they will pay people to have babies. Yeah. By the way. Okay, I'll just save it. I'll save it. So stick around for that right after our sports hit. Top three stories. Manhattan grand jury has reconvened in the Trump investigation. They took off yesterday. And now apparently with some new evidence that has come out about a letter from Michael Avenatti where he might have made up the $130,000 hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. And might have, that might have just thrown a wrench right in the whole case. So we'll still see what happens. The White House is going to disband their COVID response team. And TikTok CEO is testifying before Congress for the very first time, trying to prevent any kind of future bans of TikTok in the United States. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is on NBA TV at 6 o'clock. The Knicks take on the Orlando Magic, followed by the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Clippers. Top of the seventh inning right now, the Cubs are beating the Arizona Diamondbacks in preseason baseball. And then Boston is beating the Pirates. The Yankees and the Cardinals ended up in a tie. So did the earlier game between the Mets and the Braves. That ended up in a tie at 2-2. And the Phillies beat the Tigers 4-1. Then NCAA men's basketball, we're picking up the round one, the Sweet 16 tonight as we pick that back up again because we've been covering NIT games, but now we're back into the tournament games. So they're going to begin at 5:30 on TBS. You've got number 7 seeded Michigan State playing number 3 seeded Kansas State. So that'll be at 5:30. Then on CBS at 6:15, number 8, Arkansas takes on number 4, UConn. At 8 o'clock on TBS, number 9, FAU, Florida Atlantic, takes on number 4, Tennessee. And at 8:45 on CBS, number 2 seed UCLA plays number 3 seed Gonzaga. And so we're getting back with the Sweet 16 tonight. Then when it comes to NHL hockey, it's going to be on ESPN at 5:30. Minnesota takes on Philadelphia, and the late game, I believe, yeah, is Pittsburgh against Dallas, and on ESPN. Then Tampa Bay will be playing on ESPN Plus at 6 o'clock against Ottawa, in case you're interested in checking that game out. When it comes to your sports news, the Yankees are now worth a Major League Baseball leading $7.1 billion as the team values continue to rise. Phillies first baseman Rhys Hoskins was carted off during the game today in what could be a devastating knee injury. And Ezekiel Elliott, the running back for the Cowboys, they let him go. So he apparently is looking at joining the Bengals, the Jets, or the Eagles. So, yeah, it could be going to a Super Bowl winning team or a contending team, I guess you'd say. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, I was covering that many of the cities, there's multiple cities that are paying people to move to those cities. One of those cities was Rochester, New York. And I got a text here that says, I left Rochester 24 years ago. They couldn't pay enough for me to go back. That's what I was thinking too. I lived there 1997 through 99, maybe 2000. And no, it was not. It's nice at times, but oh my gosh, the winters are they're just brutal. They're just next level brutal. And you know what? The summers are super hot and humid too. That's the thing you don't get. It's like, you're like, well, the winters are brutal, but at least the summers are nice. No, the summers are brutal too. It's like, it's rough. It was nice though. I have good memories from living there, but boy, it was rough in those winters. All right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Right now, 29 northbound is very slow-moving traffic. That's going to be due to a disabled 18-wheeler that is having a roadblock right at East Kingsfield Road. So it's blocking traffic on 29 backing up past East Roberts Road, but it's also causing delays on Kingsfield as you're heading eastbound, backing up past Tate Road, and it's slowing things down on 95 as well. So just keep that in mind. If you're headed northbound on 29, you're going to see a patch of traffic, and it's just creeping back and back, almost a 10-mile, probably in the next few minutes it's going to start going back there. So just keep that in mind. You're going to see some slow traffic until they get that 18-wheeler out of the road. But we have our typical delays as well. It's Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Highway 90 throughout getting into Milton at Avalon Boulevard is slow moving. And we have slow traffic on 98 leaving Windhaven Beach into Navarre. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right. So some cities are paying you to move there. Some cities, actually a city, is paying people to have babies. That's right. In Philadelphia, they will pay women to get pregnant. expectant mothers will be entitled to $1,000 a month. What? Yeah, starting next year. It's only going to be up to 250 mothers, though, but 250 expectant mothers will receive no strings attached payments for their from their third month of pregnancy through their baby's first birthday. So you got to get through the first trimester. Once you get through the first trimester, then through the rest of the, for the second trimester and the third trimester, all the way through the baby's first year, you'll get paid $1,000 a month if you can go get pregnant. The reason? Falling fertility rates is the top reason. So, and also they have apparently high infant mortality rates in Philadelphia. So don't know why that is, but because of both of those two reasons, this is it right here. So you, apparently of the 10 most populated cities in the United States, Philadelphia has the highest rate of infant mortality and one of the lowest fertility rates. So in order to try to reverse that trend, they're encouraging women to go get pregnant. And if you do so, then 250 women will get $1,000 a month to cover that. Wow. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I saw this story. You know, we've been talking about artificial intelligence. Here's a new story about artificial intelligence. AI has developed a treatment for cancer in just 30 days, and it can predict a patient's survival rate. A new study published in the Journal of Chemical Science, researchers at the University of Toronto basically came up with an AI drug discovery platform called pharma.ai. And it didn't have them come up with all cancers, but they looked at liver cancer a type of liver cancer. And this is where a tumor grows on the liver. And they wanted this AI-powered program to come up with a cancer treatment, like a treatment for the to deal with this cancer. And it was able to. And apparently it was able to do it in just 30 days, as well as, I guess, being able to predict the mortality rate of a cancer survivor or not survivor based on the treatment and based on the progress of the, I don't know, it's crazy. You know, we're talking about jobs that AI could take, and we've talked about journalism. We've talked about, they've mentioned in the past, it could become a teacher, like artificial, we could be learning from robots because they can teach what they already know. They've even said law, it could take over law. Now we're seeing medicine. And we're just at the very cusp. We're at the very beginning of artificial intelligence, really, when it comes down to it. Does make you wonder, though, like speculate. What if artificial intelligence really is like that powerful and that smart where you and I aren't needed? Not for work, at least. Then what do we end up doing? What's the future look like if we don't really need jobs? How do we get money? How do we, how do we get food? How do we do things if AI is handling all the jobs for us? Does it, you see what I'm saying? Like it kind of gets to the point of like, wait a minute. So what jobs will be there that AI can't do? I even thought myself, I thought, well, probably manual labor jobs, right? Well, no. I mean, at some point, well, you're telling me they can't have some sort of robot or some sort of machine that will go pick fruits and vegetables and things like that out of the fields? Yeah, they'll probably have that. What about building a house? Well, you tell me they can't have a robot down the road that can't build a house or some construction facility down the road? They'll be able to do that too. Something like that. Even manual labor jobs aren't even safe. It's anyway, I'm not trying to freak you out. I'm just saying, like, the way it's moving quick. Oh boy, it's moving very, very quick. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. To some, this may be a very sad situation. To others, it may be happy as it pertains to a vehicle that's getting canceled. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So before we get to a quick update from the newsroom, I'm going to share this with you. The Chevy Camaro being discontinued. Yep, Camaro's being discontinued. So a lot of muscle car fans mourning the loss of that one. Now, there is rumors it may come back as an electric car, as an electric vehicle. They may relaunch it that way. But I got to say, I've ridden Camaros many times, driven around and stuff. I don't think they're very nice cars to drive around. And when you're talking about the muscle car line, that's like my least favorite. I like the Mustang much better, much nicer car to drive, sharper looking, I think. I like the Challenger much better. I even like the Charger better than the Camaro, but that's just my thoughts. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow moving traffic on 29 northbound. This is due to a disabled 18-wheeler that is off of Kingsfield Road. So it's slowing things down northbound on 29 as well as eastbound on Kingsfield, trying to get closer to that intersection. Backing up to just about East 10 Mile Road. So definitely slow moving traffic there as well as northbound on Palafox, getting all the way up to East Kingsfield Road, going to be backing up to about East 10 Mile as well. If you see something else on the road, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what you got going on in the news for us?
Bobby, the parents of the Oxford High School shooter who killed four classmates can stand trial on involuntary manslaughter charges. That, according to the Michigan Court of Appeals, James and Jennifer Crumbly allegedly ignored their son's mental health and made a gun accessible to him in their home. Three former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols facing decertification today. They are three of the five officers charged with second-degree murder. Decertification means the former officers would not be able to work in law enforcement in Tennessee ever again. In a House committee meeting today, the CEO of TikTok took hits from both Republicans and Democrats as the U.S. considers banning the app. Sho Chu said the company is trying to move all U.S. data to domestic servers and said China has never asked for data. And a new way to get an Uber, users in seven states can now call for a ride and someone will be on the other end to help you reserve one. Expansion plans are in the works in the coming days. A little curious on that because, I mean, the whole allure of Uber and Lyft is just getting it in the app. So, I don't know. You're kind of just calling a cab at that point.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. But So, one thing I've realized, though, is a lot of these changes that these big companies make are based on New York City, essentially. You know, we look at some things that we go, well, that is not a benefit to me. There's even apps. Like I look at certain apps and I look at like I realized when I was visiting my brother in New York City one time and we're sitting on the subway for like an hour trying to get somewhere. And I realized, oh, this is why games on phones really became popular.
Okay.
This is why having streaming services on your phone is really popular. It's for the millions of people who live in places like New York City.
All right.
Who are sitting there commuting. They don't have to pay attention to the drive.
Right,
they don't have to
right.
pay attention to the traffic. They're just literally sitting down for hours a day.
Yeah.
Commuting in and out of the city.
Okay.
And
I'm
so I think maybe some of that, this Uber adjustment is for big cities like that. Not really for you and me type of situation. So That's my thoughts, at least. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Real quick here, we were talking about robots and artificial intelligence taking over everything. 90% of parents say that their teenagers lack the skills to do household chores. 90%! So the kids, kid would struggle ironing shirts, fold sheets, clothes, things like that. Hey, it's okay. At least we'll have robots that'll handle it for us here very soon. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Well, here's one. Speaking of Uber, a woman made a bomb threat for a Walmart while inside an Uber. While it was on speakerphone.